I don't know if you know this expression. I remember it from my childhood. Put a lid on it. Yeah. Put a lid on it. That means don't say it. It means move on. Keep your mouth closed. We're not too good at that. But let me tell you what helps me. What if God told everything he knew about you? But God said, I'll forgive your sins and I'll remember them no more. He doesn't remember. I know if you've heard Jesse Duplantis give his testimony about heaven, he was talking to Abraham. You can believe this or not believe it, but I believe it. And he was saying, oh, I wish I had done so-and-so, not done so-and-so. And Abraham said, we don't know anything about that here because there's no memory. God says, I won't remember it. Isn't that good news? Don't you like that good news? So I have to know when I should forget things, not remember it, not talk about it, not speak about it. And here you have David. And it says the Lord was displeased with David. It says he was displeased. 2 Samuel 11:12. So he sent the prophet Nathan to David, and Nathan was telling David about this man that had only one sheep and this man that had many sheep. And the man with many sheep had a guest, and so he didn't want to kill any of his sheep, so he sent his servant down to kill the sheep of the man and sacrifice and bring for dinner the sheep of the man that didn't have but one. And so David was furious. He said, we will kill him, we will kill him. And the prophet said, you're the one. And he wasn't talking about sheep, he's talking about Bathsheba. You see. And God said, that's a man after my own heart. Is that the most amazing thing? Can I show you in Psalms 51 how that happened? Big roof, big roof, big roof. See, I've had people say to me, I will never forgive her. I will never forgive her. I said, well, that's unfortunate because that's going to come back and bite you. The 51st Psalm is David's confession after Nathan talked to him. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. I acknowledge my transgression. My sin is ever before thee. Against thee and thee only have I sinned. Down to verse 7. Purge me with hyssop, I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Can you sing that? I can. Verse 9, hide thy face from my sins, blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. It was David's contrition and confession before God of his own guilt that brought this tremendous roof over his life where he's called a man after God's heart. Now, Abraham was called the friend of God. And there's some pretty big roofs over Abraham. Because the Abraham and Hagar thing was not the will and plan of God. And it still causes trouble today. And then twice Abraham introduced his wife Sarah because he thought it would be better for them as his sister. And she was his half-sister if you follow the genealogy there. And God said, that's Abraham, my friend. And what we're going to do, we're going to roof over some things. We're going to follow God's example. And we're going to just roof over some things. Now, when you decide to roof over some things, the next thing that's going to happen, somebody's going to come along and say, did you hear about Mabel? Do you know what happened to Mabel? I always use Mabel as my example. Sometimes I usually use Mabel because I don't figure we know any Mabels, right? Does anybody know any Mabels? I'm just trying to be generic here. And so I did that at church, and I used Mabel as my example of whatever I was teaching. I did a three-day healing seminar in West Virginia, and one man came and said, now who was Mabel? I lost track of that. I said, there isn't. The world is full of Mabels. Full of Mabels. Well, I don't want God uncovering anything. I every now and then say to God, you're not going to tell that, are you? Because he said he wouldn't remember. And that's in Hebrews. Hebrews, I'll give you the reference. Your sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Hebrews 8:12. Sins and iniquities I will remember no more. What good news, good news is that? God said, I can roof over that. I can forget that totally. See, when God roofs over it and you take the roof off to replace it, there's nothing in the house. It's empty because God has removed everything that would be blame, guilt, folly. He's removed it all.